Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples once again today. Thanks for joining us for In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we have with us this morning Jason Smith with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jason. Thank you for joining us from your toasty offices this morning. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, better than probably the start to your morning with as toasty as it sounds like it is there.
Yeah, we are definitely having some challenges with our air conditioner today. So having heard Dave's forecast, I am not optimistic about how the day is going to go if we don't get some relief in our with our air conditioners.
Worst timing, right? Worst doggone timing. Anyway,
you see what happens when you just get back into the office. Things are getting back to normal.
Yeah.
Except for the air conditioner operation.
I feel, you know, and again, I'm just getting caught up on some things, but I think there was maybe an electrical issue downtown and it kind of messed up all of our thermostats. So we're going to have to, I'm hopeful that once we get somebody in here who knows what they're doing to fix our, to reprogram our thermostats, we'll be back to normal. That's my hope. I got my fingers crossed.
It's not, unfortunately, not the old days with the dial that you could just turn.
It is not the old days with the dial. That is correct. It's like trying to fix a car, right?
Yep.
I mean, 20 years ago, we could try to figure out what was wrong with the car. Now we just take it to the dealer and say, hey, I don't fix it. I don't know what's wrong.
Yep. And hope you maybe know what the code is and can read it yourself. But then that's about as far as you get.
Yeah.
That said, a lot of activities going on involving the chamber, including ribbon cuttings, groundbreakings, as usual.
Yeah, we're getting back to full swing, and it's exciting. One, you know, probably my favorite thing to do as a chamber person is to go out and help our businesses celebrate, whether it's opening or an expansion or something new or an anniversary. We always really enjoy being part of that celebration. We've had a few over the last month. We went out to the Valley View Memorial Park and helped the VFW celebrate the opening of their memorial walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we got to be part of that when we did the groundbreaking with the VFW and then be there to help them honor the opening of that. And so that's certainly something that we're proud of and our association with the military and things that we're able to do there. We had a ribbon cutting for Rockin' K's, which is, of course, a restaurant at 1880 Kimball Avenue in the Foundation Office Park and Scott Seaburn's new venture, relatively new venture. And that was a lot of fun. That's a great facility. And of course, Scott does a great job with his restaurants. And then just this last Thursday, we had ribbon cutting at TFI Family Services. So that is our ribbon cuttings. Then yesterday, we had a groundbreaking at near the university at the Research Park. And that was for Stormont Vail's new facility there. And they're building the new medical center that will also be part of Kansas State's physician assistance program. And that's a great partnership that those two entities were able to come together and form. It's really great for us for a couple of reasons. Number one, the economic impact of that project is pretty substantial. There's going to be $38 million that they're going to invest in that facility in construction and equipment, most of which will go to local contractors. And so the construction impact will be great. Then they are increasing their local staffing by about 40 people. And so that will have another impact of close to $20 million in new salary into the community. But I think even bigger than that, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday at the actual groundbreaking, when we did our economic strategy 2 or 3 years ago, our consultants identified medical capacity, both in terms of facility and personnel, as being a real challenge for Manhattan and something that we would need to address if we were going to be competitive for talent. And right now, I think everybody knows, they've heard me talk about that talent is if not the key initiative, is certainly one of the key initiatives in being able to attract jobs to a region. And so one thing that people look at when they come into a community is, what are the healthcare facilities? What do you have in terms of specialists? What do you have in terms of facilities? We're very fortunate to have great facilities, but just seeing what Stormont is planning to do there, and then with the education partnership and graduating new physician assistants, that's super exciting as well. So we were glad to be part of that, and grateful to Stormont for their investment in the community. So in terms of upcoming events, we have one really big ribbon cutting. They're all big, but one notable ribbon cutting on June 29th, and that will be when BevHub, which is the new bottling plant at the Manhattan Business Park that we worked with, about a year ago now on their location into the old Tallgrass Brewery building. They will be having their ribbon cutting that will mark the opening of those bottling lines. Of course, they're doing, I believe, cold brew coffee and juices in that facility now instead of beer. And they have created nearly 40 jobs at that facility already. They will also have a special guest. The governor will be here to help them celebrate their ribbon cutting. And so that doesn't happen very often where you get the governor in town to help open a new facility. But she has some familiarity with the owners, but we're just happy to have her here, and we're happy to celebrate with BevHub, and that'll be on Tuesday, June the 29th. In terms of some other ribbon cuttings, there's actually one June 24th at Hazy Haven, which is a CBD smoke shop. And we have one July 1st for Dirk's Law Firm, and that's one that we're really excited about because Summer Ott Dirks has moved into her own law firm. And of course, Summer is a great community person, but Summer's also going to be the chamber chairman next year. And so we get to go out and celebrate with one of our volunteer leaders. And so that'll be a lot of fun. July 16th will be a ribbon cutting for the Aflac regional office. And on July 23rd, we will be celebrating with a new business at the mall at the town center. Fragrant Blends Candle Bar, and I happened to meet that owner at our business after hours last week, and they make candles on site based on your preference, and so I would encourage people to check out Fragrant Blends Candle Bar, and if you enjoy candles, because it sounds like a really unique concept, and I'm going to take my wife in there sometime in the next week because she loves candles. And so, so it's good to see new tenants at the mall and retain the vibrancy there. And so we're just happy to get to celebrate with these businesses and it's one of their happiest points. And so we're glad to be there and be part of that.
I want to go back to the BevHub ribbon cutting for just a moment, because that is a really, in the grand terms of business, a really good turnaround story for a site here. And what was the chamber's role in helping maybe get that set up so that BevHub recognized that there was an opportunity at the old Tallgrass location?
Yeah, so, and you're going to hear us talk a lot about this over the next few months, but one of the top attraction items that a community can have to bring in a new business is an existing building. And so while I think everybody was disappointed because we all wanted Tallgrass they were a success story and it seemed that the sky was the limit. And so we were disappointed that it didn't work out exactly what we all wanted. You still have that asset. And so the Tallgrass people looked at that building and saw an opportunity to expand their operations. They were operating a small plant in Wichita, and the owners are from Topeka. And so they saw an opportunity to grow their business. They came in early on and visited with us about the opportunity and how the community might be able to partner with them on that project. And so we were able to work with them and the city commission on a industrial revenue bond to help with some of the new construction that they needed to do, as well as putting together a job grant for them and help them get started. It's as you know, economic development is a highly competitive business, and there are a number of communities across the state and the region that would love to have BevHub in their community. And so I think we were able to put together a very smart that for the community, but attractive package that BevHub liked. And so they bought the building and invested close to $25 million in new equipment and have hired close to 40 people already. And I think they have some opportunities to grow in the future as well. And so, yeah, it's that building didn't stay vacant very long. And that's what we tend to see happens is if you have a good building, you will attract new tenants to that building. And so we're looking at some options to be able, because right now we don't have an existing building that we can market. And so we're looking at some options to maybe expedite a new building so we can attract more investment.
Again, we're talking with Jason Smith with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce on this edition of In Focus. Much more to talk about as Jason is with us for the hour this morning here on News Radio KMAN.